Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise God, all of you. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Did you welcome O'Collins? Our pilot. Yeah. Martinson, sorry. Yeah, Martinson. You stand up and we give you a big hand clap. Glory be to God. Yes. Martinson is very dear to us. Okay, to me. I don't know about you. So every time I see him, you have to give him a special what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know I have friends in church. In LAT. Glory be to God. Yeah, so Martinson is among them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, good to see all of you. Hey, Gabby. Did you welcome first time visitors? He has just come. Now, since you have just come in, let me begin. What? That guy, first of all, it's called Gabriel Okumu. Okay? Stand up and they give you a big hand clap. Okay? Yes, Gabriel Okumu, I can see he's with his boys and he's with his wife. Okay? Maureen, let's give her a big hand clap also. Yeah. So you man, yeah, your time keeping has never changed. Now, I found him at university when we went to medical school, okay, first year. So he's among those who were preaching to me to get saved. He was on my case, okay? For him, he was saved way back in Namiliango. Senior what? Hey, by the way, the guy behind you is a fumbler also. Yeah. So he began to take me to church, okay? To take me to church, okay? To take me to church. And, to take me to what? To church, okay? And when I go to church, okay, there were very many beautiful girls, okay? So as the third service was ending, we used to go for the fourth one, basically the last one. So I would stand outside until all the beautiful girls have exited. You know, eh? Hallelujah. Okay? I'm looking at the young men here because they click me properly, including Ugabi's sons. And so, yeah. Then after that would end, okay? Then months later, the girls became an issue or a non-issue, all right? So it became now the singing man, okay? It was the singing. The worship was so good, so, so good. Glory be to God, all right? So I never wanted to miss the first song, okay? So I wanted us to keep time. Okay, but this guy never used to keep time, but he wants me to get saved. He's taking me to church so that I can hear the gospel and get saved. But he's not keeping, now a non-believer was the one on his case. Don't you get, we have to keep time. Glory be to God. I've told this story many times. Every time he comes here, I tell that what? Can you imagine? Someone who is not a Mulokole is telling you guys this hurry and we'll go to what? I hope it is not happening to any of you. Okay? Glory be to God. So anyway, that's how eventually, yeah, it was worship, I love the soul, but I'm not yet born again. Okay? But later, I got born again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that man, yeah, God used him to get me born again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mumu obugalo. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. And thereafter, yeah, we began praying together, reading the Bible cover to cover, and glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. By the time, what? Where is your wife who delayed you? Eh? Glory be to God. Some time ago last year, I learned that Geraldine's father's photo is in their sitting room back in Kabale, in Gabino, because they were friends with the dad. So I learned that, hey, we have, you know, your father-in-law in our sitting room or album. It's a small world, isn't it? Very small world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. You see, yeah, for us people who are who have grown old, there's some stories which we have to tell. Okay? It helps the young peoples like Mwine. Okay? The young people, the Mwine, the Christinas, the whoever, the Alanas. Yeah, when adults are wisely truthful, okay, it's a way of counseling also. Glory be to God. And to be honest, there's something wrong with certain things. Hallelujah. If they don't cross a certain what? A certain line. Okay? For example, seeing Mwine, seeing beautiful what? Girls, you know? And telling his friends that the other cheek is what? There's really nothing wrong with that. Okay? Yeah, it is only when it now crosses a line into lust. Okay? That is when what? Hallelujah. Yes, women were created to be what? Beautiful. So if men or boys see them that they are beautiful, yeah, they have simply agreed with God. Hallelujah. With God's creation. Glory be to what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. These are facts. Hallelujah. Truth. In fact, not facts. Truth. Amen. Mayani, say amen. Bruce, say amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we also praise God that in the years that Colin has been here, her ears have been tuned to good sound. Glory be to God. Amen. You want to deny that? That you already had it? Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. So worship team, thank you so much. Ronnie, thank you so much. Yeah, I can see the Ronnie, I'm thinking, but I'm like, how? Next week. Yeah, hallelujah. But worship team, thank you so much, amen. Yeah, for all that you do. Yeah, we've had a very wonderful, 4 weeks. Hallelujah, the song selection, spot on. God must be what? Very happy with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Ugabi, you missed. Okay? This man doesn't know what we have here. Hallelujah. We have little stuff, but it is more than the sound, by the way. It is the anointing. Glory be to God. You remember, in 2014, okay, a few months after LAT opened, I had a dream, Those are the days when I was harassing the worship team to not to play around, you know, eh? So in those days, 2014, I had a dream. And in this dream, I was walking to church, okay, coming down. Then I met a certain pastor's wife. Okay? I met a certain pastor's wife. Now, then she tells me that she's coming, okay, to LAT. She's coming here. She was also walking, all right? Then, I was like, oh, great, okay? So we walked down with her. Then we got here, okay? Then she tells me that I am not coming to just visit, okay? I'm coming to now be a member of LAT. All right, I have left the other church and I've come to join. Okay, so when she said that, I was like, great. So I walked her to the keyboard. And I was like, now that you're here, okay, you will also be playing the what? The keyboard. And then the dream ended. Now, The thing about that lady, pastor's wife, is that she was the person behind the great praise and worship that that church had. You understand? Eh? Okay? She was the one behind, she's the one who made the worship of that church great. Okay? Many years ago, anyway, yeah, I was going to say, there's something that was going to sell me. Okay? And so that lady, yeah, in the dream, she had joined LAT. Glory be to God. All right? And so I knew when I woke up that God was saying that the spirit, okay, the spirit of worship, excellent worship, that made the praise and worship of that church great, okay, had what? Had moved. Reasons, I don't know. I can only guess. Okay? It had moved, okay, and that spirit had come into LAT. Glory be to God. A very young child, because at that time it was even less than 1 year old. Okay? And God had now brought that spirit here. Now, we are still working with that spirit. Glory be to God. Some Sundays are not good, but most of them are good. Glory be to God. Alright? Because that spirit is still with us and we are still cooperating with Him. Glory be to God. Amen? And that helps with sound things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? And so we thank God for the worship team and for what God deposited within us. Okay? Remembering that if we start taking praise and worship lightly, okay, that spirit will what? Will move, will shift, will go. Hallelujah. So don't take these things what? Lightly. Okay? We are not entertainers. Okay, we are worshippers. Glory be to God. Okay, worship team, never become entertainers. Never become what? Entertainers. Hallelujah. The moment you become entertainers, that spirit that left the other church, okay, will leave. Okay, and the spirit of what? Bobby White now will come. Okay, entertainment, demonic entertainment. Hallelujah. And we don't want that to do what? To happen. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. What else did I want to say before I what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anyway, I'll say what I want to say as I preach. Amen. Yeah, we are continuing to talk about excelling in the grace of giving. Okay? Excelling in what? In the grace of giving. Don't just give. Okay? But excel in the grace of giving. Hallelujah. Okay? Give to the extent that you get a CV in heaven that you are an excellent giver. Are you listening to me? But this is very serious. This that I'm reading is very serious. Alright? Because if you excel in the grace of giving, okay, the blessings of God will hunt you down. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Excel in the grace of what? In the grace of giving. Hallelujah. Amen? Excel in the grace of what? Yes. Christina, grow up on a mission to be an excellent what? Hallelujah. Yeah. And then mess up your parents. Mess up what? Your parents. Then you tell them, but you're the ones who took me to that church. And in the church, they read the Bible. Pastor Moses read the Bible and they said the scripture which says, excel in the grace of giving. Hallelujah. Okay, by the way, in so many things, okay, but please understand me well, okay? In so many things, if you haven't messed up your parents, okay, even you, what? Adults. If you haven't messed up your parents, messed up your family, your friends, then in those areas, you haven't yet what? You're not doing a good job. Glory be to God. On those groups that you're on, if you haven't, and guys like you on the group, like everything you write, they respond with like, oh wow, great. You haven't yet excelled in some area. When you excel in some areas, even some of your friends would want, they're like, okay, I can be with a guy 1 hour. But the other 6 hours, let him stay where he is and let me also stay where I am. Glory be to God. Amen? So in a way, excel in what? In the grace of giving. Now, when God gives you a commandment, okay, very often he has plans to bless you when you obey him. Okay, for example, this commandment to excel in the grace of giving. Okay, if you obey it, okay, and that is in chapter 8, okay? In chapter 9, God tells you, or Paul, by the Spirit, tells us, okay, the benefits, the rewards that will come to that person who has excelled in the grace of giving, okay? Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 8, okay? The benefits of an excellent giver. Okay? So Paul says that, and God is able to bless you abundantly. Okay? Remember, the context is giving. Now, to those who are ready to give and to excel, Paul, by the Spirit, tells them that God is able to bless you abundantly. Glory be to God. Okay? God is able to bless you abundantly. Mwine, are you listening to me? I hope you know what your name means, by the way. Alright? God is able to do what? To bless you abundantly. Okay? And when he blesses you abundantly, he doesn't want, Gabi, listen to me, he doesn't want you to use all your money to buy cars. Okay, I don't know how many cars that guy has. All right? Yes. Okay? And even, but, men, the same one who said that men never grow up. That guy has a toy car. I'm serious, by the way. Now, I'm not joking. Okay? You know, when I stand here, I don't lie. Okay? You ask his wife. The guy, he went to the UK years ago. In addition to the many things he came back with, he came back with a toy, a small thing. Okay, a small thing. And those boys of his are not supposed to touch it. Apparently it is hidden somewhere in their bedroom. In the master what? But I'm saying the truth. Okay? Maureen, am I saying it's Maureen who told me. Okay? That you see this, that friend of yours. Guy Nakamoto ka ahato no katino. These things, they are hard to what? To believe. But yes, they are. And so he loves cars. Okay? Yeah. So God is able to bless you abundantly, and when he blesses you abundantly, he didn't expect you to use all the blessings on you, on yourself. Okay? But he blesses you abundantly so that, okay, verse 8 is continuing, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As in, you continue giving, you continue to be a blessing. Okay? Then verse 9 says essentially the same thing in other words. It says that as it is written, they or he has freely given to the poor, their righteousness endures forever. What is righteousness? Righteousness is doing right. And in the context of this, okay, doing right is being a blessing. Okay? So, these people have scattered their gifts to the poor, okay? Their giving, okay? And God gives them more so that their right doing continues. Hallelujah. God is blessing them so that they can continue to be a blessing. Okay? Verse 10 says the same thing in other words. It says that now he, talking about God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, will also supply and increase your store of food. Of seed. Seed is for sowing. So when you are an excellent giver, okay, God gives you bread for eating, okay? He blesses you, but he also gives you seed, okay? He also gives you more that you should use to bless others. Hallelujah. Then verse 11 nails it in and says that you will be enriched in every way. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Famblers, are you listening to me? Okay? There's a fambler. One or two. Those young kids who came with you. There's one fambler. Or there are two. Okay? But the famblers are people who go or who went to Namiliango what? College. Okay? So there's one. Hallelujah. I still can't understand how a parent takes a child to Namiliango College. Okay? I just don't click it. Hallelujah. When there are schools like Smack, Vienna. Hallelujah. Okay, so you will, So young people, look, okay? You had better know this scripture before, you know, you're chased out of your parents' house. Okay, to fend for yourself. Okay, it says that you will be made rich in every way. Okay? Remember, it is talking about someone who's an excellent giver. Okay, you'll be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every what? Occasion. God makes you rich. Okay? You keep some of the riches, but others are supposed to be given away to other people. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm looking for someone who's not listening to me. Okay? Glory be, because I don't want them to miss this. Hallelujah. You will be made rich in every way. Okay? So that you can be generous on every occasion. Hallelujah. Amen? Good. Now, it is up to you whether you want to be an excellent giver or not. But just know, if you're not one, then you don't qualify for the enrichment of God. Or the enrichment from God. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, sometimes there are people who are excellent givers, okay, who never see, okay, these blessings coming into their lives. Okay? It happens. Okay? And it is happening. Alright? There are times when those blessings haven't yet begun to come because the time of the harvest hasn't yet come. Okay? But for some people, it is not that. For some people, it is something else. And that something else is not walking in the love of God. Or not walking in the commandments of God. Okay? Walking in unrighteousness. Alright? 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 3 from the NKJV or from KJV. It says that, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. And though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Okay? So this person is a giver, an excellent giver. Okay? He says, though I bestow all my goods, okay, to feed the poor, okay, and though I give, the person is even ready to give himself, his body, to be burned, okay? But the Bible says that if that person has not love, it profits him or she nothing. Glory be to God. So there are people who never see the blessings in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, which are a consequence of 2 Corinthians 8. They never see them. Why? Because they are not walking in the love of God. Glory be to God. Or they are not demonstrating the love of God. Hallelujah. And what is the love of God? What does it mean to love God? Hallelujah. Okay? Loving God was defined by Jesus. Okay? One of the places where he defined it is in John chapter 14 verse 21, which says that he said that whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who does what? Who loves me. Glory be to God. Now, according to the Bible, that is the definition of loving God. Hallelujah. Loving God doesn't mean walking around, what? With your Bible. Okay. Then when you mess up chaps, you hide the Bible. So that you're no longer identified as a Morokole. Or when you're going to mess them up, you first hide the Bible. Okay? Jesus said, that is in NIV, and you can keep it there. Okay? But in KJV, it says that, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Glory be to God. This is before the singing. Okay? Here it doesn't say that he who sings worship music is the one who loves me. Okay? You can sing those songs, whatever, you get emotional. But if you don't walk by the commandments of God, you don't love what? You don't love God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Gabriel Okumu had a friend, another fumbler. Okay? Who was also taken to church like me. Okay, to get what? He's saved. Now, when the other guy, the fumbler, got there, okay, they were singing a certain song. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words. Do you know what the fumbler, for him, what he saw? He saw that, man, these words, these lyrics. Man, someone should get them and what? Use them to vibe a chick. Okay? Okay? The smartest went, had the gospel being preached. A fumbler went, yeah, lava, this woman, he's like, this song shouldn't be for Jesus. Okay? And in fact, in that song, I think there's no God or Jesus anywhere in it. Eh? And he gives a man this song. Eh? Hallelujah. And so, even when you sing those songs, if you don't obey the commandments of God, okay, you don't love him. Hallelujah. Okay? And the commandments of God are in the Bible. Glory be to God. Alright? So, when Paul, in 1 Corinthians, let's go back, 1 Corinthians 13:3 says that even if I give my body, even if I give all my goods to the poor, okay, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love there should be understood as walking in the commandments of God. Glory be to God. Walking in the what? In the command. Basically doing what God tells you in the Bible that you should do. Hallelujah. If you are a Christian, and you are a drunkard, okay, you're not walking in the love of God. If you're a Christian and you're practicing fornication or adultery, okay, homosexuality, lying, stealing, okay, you're a Christian, God has allowed you to be a land dealer, broker, wamataka, okay, namayumba or what, okay, or what, namasim also, I don't know, you know. But then you're a mufele, you're just fleecing people. You're not walking in the love of God. Okay? God won't bless you, and if you're not careful, you might end up in hell. You might end up where? In hell. Because you're a thief. And thieves are going to hell. Even Christians who are thieves are all going to what? To hell. According to the Bible. Both Old Testament and New Testament. Glory be to God. So, you see, I understood this, in the dream which I shared last Sunday, you remember? That dream I call breaking the back of poverty. Okay? Where there was a man, anyway, the way he would put an end to people's poverty was by breaking them. And breaking them, you remember, the context, it meant giving. Okay? Yeah. Dunstan Chisule wasn't helping, wasn't breaking the back of what? Poverty in the dream. The person who was breaking the back of poverty was giving. Hallelujah. Not saving. Please save, but don't ignore giving. Do you understand? Okay, now, in that same dream, there was a person who failed, who we failed to help to break his back of poverty. Okay? And when we failed, giving should have worked. Okay? That person was told to go to the bathroom, okay, and remove all the filth from his what? Body. Okay? And he was told that now when you come back, okay, poverty will be no more. After removing the filth in his what? Body. Okay? Basically, he was told to go for a long call. Alright? So now, I'm telling you exactly what the dream was, okay? I was just being English, you know, polite, yeah. But now, let me be Bible. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. So, in that dream, God showed me that if you find a giver, but he's still broke, he has failed. By the way, I need to define what being rich means, Okay, lest what? You get out of here when you... I'm not saying every one of you will have a toy car and other cars. Okay, that's not what I'm saying, okay? But you can be rich, but when you don't have a car. I hope you know that, You know, rich, according to God, is being abundantly supplied. Okay? Joanne's rent might be 500,000, her house. And in that, God has abundantly supplied her rent. Someone else, his or her rent might be 50,000. And God abundantly supplies that 50,000 for that time when he has placed him or her at that level. Glory be to God. And that person is abundantly supplied. Glory be to God. Okay? In his house of 50,000, there is electricity. Hallelujah. One bulb. And that one bulb, as long as Umeme is functioning, he has power. Okay? Now for you, you can be in your house, you're paying $3,000 a month. Ninga masanyara ze tolina, yaka bwegwako, you're like, man, I need to wait for 1 week. You understand? But the guy in one room, for him, abundant is supplied. He has power. Do you understand? So you can be staying in Naguru, but when you're broke. Do you understand? You can have a Range Rover, but when you're a poor man. You know, you can't, like the Range Rover, you can't maintain it. You know what I mean? To maintain it, you have to steal. Okay? Even maybe the way you got it. You stole to get it. So you are a poor rich man. Heaven doesn't call you rich because you stole. You're a thief. Okay? Money for HIV drugs. You stole it and you bought what? Houses in what? Naguru. So the world celebrates you. Okay? That you're... And the world, people would want to be your neighbor, to also stay in your what? Neighborhood. But heaven is he's a broke man. That money has his toll. Okay? So, please, understand me. I'm not here to tell people that if you give, if you're generous, if you go and you feed the poor, okay, then you're going to get what? A house in Unsasa. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? And not all of us can stay in what? Yeah. Kwanga, I mean, you know, glory be to God. There's someone who's saying, Sasa, Pastor, be serious. Be what? Be serious. Hallelujah. Anyway, but you know what I'm saying, amen? Yes. Okay? There's this thing now that what? Everyone has to have a farm. Now, that is a trending thing. Farm. Ryumuka farm, farm, farm. Hey, farm. Now, please don't understand me, okay? Esther wants a farm, okay? That's okay. But now, there's a group of people, okay? Now, farm, farm, farm. Farm, Kachifu say, like, man, if you don't have a farm, now you don't talk. Okay? Even if you stay aware, but Kachifu no kongi akon a farm. You know, it's become a thing now. You know, I've heard, okay? Yeah, but... Anyway, you don't have to have all those things. If you don't have a farm, it doesn't mean that you're broke. Glory be to God. If your children are not going to Vienna, it doesn't mean that if... You understand? Wherever God has told you to take your child, take the child there, and God will bless you and take the child, take care of the child there, the school fees. And in that sense, you are prosperous. Are you listening to me? Okay? Because, you see, if you don't understand that, then, man, you are prone to getting into trouble. Okay? Because you look at the other school, say, how much do they pay? 1 million. Great for you, you're paying five, and you realize, man, our school is for broke, what? Then what are you going to do to get an extra 500 to go to their school? You know, you're going to start doing shady things. Okay, you're going to become a thief and you end up in hell. Hallelujah. And even then, you won't be satisfied because you are in the wrong place. Hallelujah. So internally, you won't be happy. You won't have the joy of the Lord. Because God is like, I want you here, not there. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? What was I talking about? Okay? Anyway, all that I've said, I've been saying that, yeah, God will make you rich. Okay? And I've given you the definition. All right? Okay? Saloons, you know, hair, you know. Hallelujah. Bridget's hair might be 7,000. All right? Okay? Yeah, then for you have a 3K. And you go to whatever just next door at home or across the road. Then you look at Bridget's hair and say, man, you know, from Kama to Amukolachi. Then you start to ask, what is Bridget's tribe? What is her tribe? Because you want to hear she's a Mnyankole. So that you are like, that's why she has 4,000 shillings more than me. Manya Mnyankole, Mnyankole, Mnyankole. Mukama to Yamba Banyanko, you know. But she's a child of God. God has blessed her. Okay? Yes. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah, so some people, their giving doesn't produce a return from heaven because the lack of the love of God. Glory be to God. Okay? And the love of God, I've told you, it is walking by the commandments of God. Glory be to God. Are you listening to me? Amen? First Peter, okay? Remember, First Peter is in the New Testament. Okay? The New Testament also says that those who don't walk in the commandments of God won't be blessed. New what? Tell me. Anyway, First Peter chapter 3 from verse 8. Peter says that, finally all of you, okay, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic. Love as brothers. Be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Move my bantu ku Facebook. Christians. Oria kuvuma owandika verse or what we rebuke that, you know. Okay, like you write to a Grace Vega guy. You're like, Grace Vega is a witch. They never kuvuma. No gamba basaga. Now we no vuma. Now you have already spoiled what you began to do. You understand? Okay? So insult for what? Insult. Your family members abuse you, Teddy. Then you're like, I can't. Techisemba nange. I'm joking, all right? Okay, sorry. Let me use who? Dennis Mujimba. Okay? He doesn't. Hey, you also like, man, techisemba nange. Nange ni nokuzayo. Okuzayo murilo. Eh? Return to sender. Please don't do those things, okay? Okay? So he says, all of you live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate and humble. Don't repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing. Because to this, you were called to inherit a blessing. Okay? Verse 10. For whoever would love life and see good days. Okay? Love life. Okay? Love life. Even when God says, now, you know, I'm taking you to heaven. Tomorrow, mkutwala. You like name kama, mpa yo 1 week. Kozo bula munga bunyuma. You understand? Eh? It's here, love life. You like, okay, God, heaven, yeah, I know God, heaven is a billion times better. Na ye, so, you know, eh? And for heaven, yeah, that is forever, you know. So God, kati chine, chitali cha forever, eh? Mpa yo 1 week. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you're like, God, you've been so good to me, eh? And let me fast what? You can even say, God, okay, first chill me for a week, and I first teach others how they can also enjoy life the way I have enjoyed it. Glory be to God. So he says that whoever would love life and see good days must do what? Keep his tongue from evil. Okay? Keep his tongue from what? From evil. That also means keeping your tongue from singing evil songs. Okay? That means, or for example, singing Chameleon songs, singing Bobby Wine songs, singing whoever, those guys, Michael Jackson. Hallelujah. All right, fumblers, are you listening to me? Glory be to God. Okay, all those songs, young people, they are evil songs. Even when you see the videos of those songs, those videos are very dirty. So if a video is dirty, then why are you singing the song of that video? Do you understand? You cannot say, no, for me, I'm not watching. I'm just what? And you then know because you first watched the video. Glory be to God. So you know the song you're singing, even first of all, the lyrics, even when they are not explicit, you know what they are trying to say. Hallelujah. So you should keep your tongue from what? Evil. Okay, evil talking and evil singing. Are you listening to me? Okay. Esther, a few months ago, like 2 months ago or so, you had a dream, okay? And in the dream, God was showing you how he looks at people who sing secular music, Christians who sing secular music, how God sees them, okay? How does he see them?
They are disgusting in his presence.
Yeah, they're disgusting. Okay? Can you imagine you're a child of God, but you're disgusting to your father because of the things you're singing? Hallelujah. Okay? I thank God when I got born again. For me, these things of I'm struggling with secular music, I'm struggling to get. I thank God that for me, the moment I got saved like this, okay, immediately, like, there was no, okay, I even went, okay, you remember I had some friends in what? Gaza High School, okay, Mwine Gaza High School is a single, yeah? It's a only girls' school. Look at how he's laughing. Okay, so I had friends, you know, we had taken pics when we were in what? In Smack, you know, okay, so I had, you know, so, and I went with those pics and letters with me to campus. They were in some fat envelope. Okay, remember? Silly local, okay? So, the moment I got saved, secular music again, immediately. Number two, I went. I removed that bag which had letters and snaps, man. Social, others, semi, you know, eh? Eh, there was a certain girl who I want what? Tell you her name. And so I removed that bag with letters. Okay. I tore them up because I knew these things were in evil. Okay. I tore them up. I tore them up. Pictures. Okay. Those pics of girls, Sags girls, when they came to Smack and did what? The performer, you know, Sags, Sags, man, that's cool, eh? Namasagari, eh? In my opinion, it was the most evil school in this country. So, anyway, I tore, you know, so after I tore them up, I went also to what? To Okumu's friend, who is a big man, you know, with government now. You know him, okay? I won't say him here. But you all know him, okay? So, because we're with him in Smack. So I went to him, I told him, man, for me, I've tore all my what? Pics, okay? Also, you know, then I looked at his what? Album, and he still had those Namasagari girls, you know? So I told him that, man, you know, as in these pics, we are together in Smile. We know why we got these pics of those what? Sags, what? Girls, Nyaros, what, you know? So I told him, man, for me, I told them, okay? Then he told me, no, you know, I'm keeping this because, you see, culture, it's culture, you. I told him, I was like, because, you see, they are dressed like Nyarus, it is just culture. I was like, okay, baby, you know what? Now, you see, man, this devil is real. Eh? Now, later, I'm looking through my suitcase, okay, and then I found a picture. Remember, I tore my pics, okay? I found a head, okay? A head of a certain girl, okay, who I used to like, you know? Now, the head had remained there, man. Because I threw away everything. Now, this is a real story. The head, not the watch, not the shoe. The head, I just read this was a devil. Like he wanted me to keep, you know, eh? He's like, oh, no, maybe I can use her in future to mess you up. The head remains there, man. But it's a real life what? That's when I realized, I just tweeted, man, this was the devil, man. And of course I got what? Rid of it. Hallelujah. Okay? But we're talking about what? How did I get there? Anyway, turn from what? Yeah, whoever would love life and see good days, must turn his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Okay? Verse 11. He must turn from evil and do what? Remember we're reading New what? Testament. If you want to love life and see good days, Peter tells, he's speaking to Christians, what they should do. Okay? Then he says that for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. You understand? If God is against you, he's not going to bless you. You understand? You're going to just experience his wrath. Are you listening to me? So, I'm reading that. Again, remember, basically, it is talking about love. Walk in the love of God. What is the love of God? The commandments of God. The righteousness of God. Okay? When you walk in that and you are a giver, then he's going to bless you. Okay? You will love life and see what? Good days. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. So walking in the commandments of God, please, don't take it lightly. Okay? Especially if you want to love life and see good days. Now, that doesn't mean that the devil won't. It doesn't mean that you won't have some sufferings in life. That's not what it means. The Bible is so clear that we are appointed to what? To serve. If you are a follower of Christ, okay? Tribulation is part of what? Walking in that is in suffering. It is part of the package. Hallelujah. Amen. But there are people who put upon themselves unnecessary suffering. Suffering which isn't appointed for you. Because of walking in sin. Are you listening to me? Okay. Yeah, that shouldn't be. That shouldn't what? Be. So, loving God is walking in his commandments. The things which are clearly written in the Bible. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, the other dimension of walking in the commandments of God is obeying, okay, the instructions that God gives you as an individual. You understand? The commandments of don't steal, don't do this, don't lie, okay, in the Bible. But also there are some things which God will speak to you to do for him. Okay, you as a Christian. He's not saying that to everyone, okay, because what he's saying is not, but he's saying just to you. He's like, do this for me. Okay, do this. Okay? So he gives you a command, a commandment, an instruction. Okay? Now, it is to your own benefit that you obey it also, that you do what God is telling you to do. Okay? Because if you don't do it, okay, again, you're not loving God as much as you should. Okay? And if you're not careful, that one disobedience, that one act of disobedience, not doing what God is telling you to do, okay, might mess you up properly as far as being enriched is concerned. Okay? Are you listening to me? Okay? For example, there's so many things God will tell you to do. Okay? God might tell you to do. Okay? Yeah, like God could tell you, anyway, like leave one job for another, or leave one church for another, or in your church be in the worship team, or be something, you know, or leave where you're staying and go, you know, anyway, different things, okay? You understand, okay? Instructions God gives different individuals. Then it's, you know, and if you don't do them, man, sometimes they can mess you up properly. Hallelujah. Okay? They can mess you up how? Properly. Bulungi. Glory be to God. Like, he can give you even an instruction on what kind of work we should do, what kind of business you should do. Okay? But for you insist, you're like, man, amata kamwe muli sente kati. And God is like, no, I want you to do something else. Before you insist, before you know it, they are taking you to what? Huruzira. Because while we're taka, they are there so and so, then nemuli ba, nemusai ninga. At first you thought, bam, you're doing genuine things. So you see, you're getting in trouble because you're in the wrong space. You know, eh? Then we see you on TV, then you know, the court of public opinion. For us, when we see you on TV, we just say, gay buri jomu fere. Meanwhile, Bambi, you're innocent. But the guys on TV just report as what? Hey. And by the time, man, we get to know that Bambi, she was innocent. Man, it is too late. Already the world, what? Wrote you off. Kati, the TV which reported that story cannot call you. Or cannot apologize and say, you don't remember that time? 10 years ago, that story that whichever Bambi, that chick was innocent. No, for them, Bagenda Nebigenda. Hallelujah. So, obey God. Obey what? Obey God. Whatever he tells you to do. If you find it hard to do, tell him that help me to do that which you want me to do. Are you listening to me? Okay? Please do that. Glory be to God. Obey God. Do what... And these things that I'm telling you, by the way, I'm telling them to you from personal experience. Personal experience. Hallelujah. And I know how painful it is. And God in the dream would come and tell me, you're going through this because I told you to do this and you didn't do it. Okay? Hallelujah. There are people in church here who have shared these things, isn't it? Who have shared their own what? Stories of man. Glory be to God. Amen? So, you see, don't take God lightly. Okay? In the Bible, Samuel, I think, was told to tell Eli, okay? God said that those who honor me, I'll also honor. Then he said that those who lightly esteem me, okay, not doing basically what I tell them to do, I'll also lightly esteem. Glory be to God. Remember, we're talking about excelling in the grace of giving. And when you excel in the grace of giving, okay, God says you'll be enriched in all things at all times, having all that you need. Okay? Okay, now, if you're not walking in love, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 3, you might not see that enrichment. Okay? And walking in love means obeying the things which are clearly written in the Bible. And also the things that God tells you personally. Okay? You're listening to me. Okay? Hallelujah. And now if you're a giver, you're walking in love, okay, just continue doing that. In due season, okay, in due season, a harvest is going to come. Glory be to God. It has to come. Because God is not a liar. Glory be to God. It has to what? To come. So give, love, wait patiently. Okay? As you continue to give and love. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, even this one, man. Give, love, wait patiently. As you continue to give and love. Okay? After 1999, when God spoke to me audibly in Northcote, okay? I had an audible voice. That was room what? 189? 192 was the other one up in first year. But then this other one down these ends. You remember where I was with Mbogo? 193, I think it was, eh? Yeah, so I hear an audible voice in the morning. Mboga had gone to bathe. And the voice said, if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. So I began to do that. Then I think it was 2000 or 2001. Okay? Man, on a certain Sunday, I even didn't have money to go to church. Transport from Wandegeya to Kampala city. Then I told God, God, why I've obeyed you. I've obeyed the voice. Okay? So that time, because I didn't have transport to go to church, to my church, I decided to now go to Miracle Center. Okay? Urubaga, because they had buses. You just go, main gate. Okay? Buses come, you enter, they take you. Okay? So, man, so I went, man. Okay? But so broken-hearted because I had God. As in, like, okay? Then I was like, but God, one thing I know is that you're true, you're not a liar. And I was like, one day you will tell me why this has happened. Yet you promised me, you know, eh? Okay, so I went to church with that, but I was like, God, but I will still love you. So we get to church, okay, with a friend of mine, okay, some guy. We get there, then we are worshiping. There was a song we are singing about loving God, okay, loving God, okay, and we are singing. I remember I have this whatever on my heart, but I'm like, but God, I will love you, and I will continue giving. I will continue to obey that voice. Okay? So while I'm in deep worship, okay, suddenly it's like a verse just dropped in my heart, too, you know, like a drop of water, you know, and I knew God had given me the answer. Glory be to God. And get what, you know, now during that time, I had been memorizing Hebrews chapter 11. Okay? I wanted to recite Hebrews chapter 11, word for word, you know, word for word. So, I didn't know, now when God speaks to me from it, I was like, I think he's even the one who got me to start that one. Because God was going to get a verse from there to speak to me. Why? I haven't seen what he promised me. Okay? And guess what that verse was? That verse was Hebrews 11, 39, up to 40. Okay? You remember, Hebrews 11 is talking about the women and men who walked in faith. Okay? And the Bible says that they were commended for their faith. Okay? So here it says that these were all commended for their faith. Okay? Yet, okay, none of them received what had been promised. Okay? So then, but he said that God had planned something. And now when I go to that, okay, you remember I'm singing, worshiping, and God is telling me, I have commended you for your faith, okay? Yet you have not received what I promised you, okay? He's speaking to me as I'm worshiping, okay? Then he says that, because I have planned something better for you. Then he told me, put a full stop there. Leave the other words, you know. You know, and I was like, wait a minute. I remember that verse. I've been trying to memorize, you know, the whole chapter. Glory be to God. And God told me, I have commended. You remember, I was an excellent giver at university. Okay? I was giving from the pocket money I would receive from my parents. So that wasn't a lot of money. And God was like, I have commended you for your faith. But you haven't received the harvest, okay, the enrichment that I promised you. And then tell me, because I have planned something better for you. Glory be to God. And I remember I left Miracle Center. Man, you know, in fact, I got back to university late, okay? Maram, the food, lunch had already been served, so there's even no food. But man, I was like, man, God has planned something better for me. I was like, now I was even re-energized now to even what? Give more. I was like, the next time my dad gives me 10K, I'm doing it again. Because God has what? Planned something better for me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? So be an excellent giver. All right? Walk in love. And be patient. All right? Be what? Hallelujah. Sometimes you are not receiving what God has promised you because God has what? Planned something better for you. Glory be to God. Something is like, and you see, he's commending you for your faith. He's like, man, this chick, this guy is believing me. And God is like, now if I give him the toy car, okay? That is not good. The way this person is operating in faith, that is not good enough. So let me first still to give him the old car, rather the toy car, as it grows into what? A man, a bigger car. Glory be to God. A bigger car. But he's like, the other one, I'm not going to eat because, hallelujah. Because God has planned something, what? Better for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, what I've told you works. What I've told you does what? Works. It works because it is in the Bible. Glory be to God. It is in the what? You see, when you give, you're walking in love, and then you get discouraged because you're not seeing the returns, man. You're still broke. When you stop, you've just messed up yourself. You've just messed up yourself. Something good was coming. So God had planned something better for you that was going to come if you continue to walk in faith. Glory be to God. Doing the right that you know to do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want all of you, be excellent givers. Now, I'm not talking about amounts. Okay? Hallelujah. I don't expect 100,000 from Christina. She didn't have it. Okay? But Christina can be a blessing to others with the little that the father would give her at times. And it didn't have to be money, by the way. Okay? Christina can share a bottle of water with what? With her classmate Bambi, who what? Who forgot her water at home. Hallelujah. And Christina was like, okay, I'll be thirsty a bit, but for the sake of my friend, let me share this water. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Giving lifts to people. That is giving. I remember when I was KPC Northward Mumua, the service ends, man. You walk into the road to get a taxi, and guys would shower you with dust. The same brothers and sisters you have been with in church. They were even slowing, brother of a fufu. And I was like, man, the day I get a car, I will never drive away from church alone in the car. I made that vow. I will never do it. Because of man, Binaitamu. Ngasirina motoka. And fufu. I was like, these guys, even slowing down. Okay, don't give me a lift. But don't shower me with dust. Eh? They call it what? Okubalanga obwavu. Then you wonder where those guys were Christians. They have also ever been in a situation where they were what? Showered with dust. Because that road wasn't Utama from KPC North to what? To the road. And so be good. Be what? Now I've told you to give lifts to people wherever, but be careful. Be discerning who to give what? When you work for no zero. Okay? And people will tell you, man, you are locally, you don't what? Use wisdom. Please don't. Okay? Ladies, I don't advise you when you're driving anywhere to just find men. Please don't. Do so only if you're really led by God. You might get it, what? Hallelujah. And I, which is a sister, church, brother, brother mukanisa oyo eh he atete oyo and these days I'm after gari very expensive. So I'm not saying drive them up to wherever they are going. No. I just move again because you're going to Chiwo Nigeria. I can't solo kumuvu kanwa musaku kustage wali entinda. Nava mu nafuna taxi ye. Nagenda jagenda. So I'm not saying move. If you want to kumuvu gapaka, those are yours. But again, I'm trying to let you know. Be wise. Use your heart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So let us glorify God in the way we walk. Let us do what? We glorify the Lord. Hallelujah. In our walk. In everything that we do. And when we do that, as we give, we shall be enriched in all things and at all times. Glory be to God. We glorify your name.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.